Push a P. Yeah, push a P. Turn me up. Turn me up, P. Pointers in the paddock in my piece. I'm push a P.
Cop new hammers for my P. We don't want no peace.
Got a spot across the spot. Jeff a piece.
Drop the data, now we plotting. Exotic peas. She not a lesbian for peace. She turned lesbian. Push a P.
I'm push a P. I'm capital P. I write the president, count presidents.
Push a P.
Portuguese on her knees, mopping down a P. She let me squeeze and she leave, cause she keep a P.
Private suite, privacy. Bitch, I'm pushing P.
Hey, welcome to episode 19 of the Always One podcast. Here we're recording at a different time, an earlier time. Morning, really and truly. So good morning to everyone out there as we record our 19th episode. I'm your host, Lynch, back again for another episode. Got my guys with me. One has been absent, but he's back. The Cash Out King, the Big Shark, Raz.
Yes, sir.
He's back
good
in
morning.
Here. He's
good
back
morning. In here. Good morning. Shout out ZB for filling in. Thank you. We're back.
Of course. And then, you know him. He goes by the name of Filthy P. He's back in business.
Always in here.
Holding it down, as always.
Coffee in hand.
Yes, sir. Kojo, I do have a question for you, right? our good friend Bugs has went to Ghana, and what he told me was, when he goes out to a restaurant, usually, he was in Ghana, just for the reference, when he goes out to a restaurant, they usually take a while with their food. When they order their food, it takes a while to come out, okay. Right? But why is it in the case of the Ghanaian men's soccer team, people see them and it's just food? So maybe we should have the Ghanaian soccer team be in these restaurants cooking it up, because it's just they be serving up food all the time. So I don't know what seems to be the problem.
I think there's a lot of problems. I think the problem starts first with the FA, with some of the players who they select, first and foremost. Also, I think it starts with the coach that they brought back. Can't say his name, Serbian coach. He was a coach when we had that run in 2010. So I guess we had like a couple coaches, but then they brought him back from a coach from our 2010 World Cup. That was a long time ago. He's not that guy. Tactics seem old, not working. Whole lot of nepotism in the squad. Obviously, because I would say Andre Ayew is still good enough to play. Probably shouldn't be the key figure that he is. But obviously, him and his brother, they're there because of his dad. That's the greatest Ghanaian to ever play the game. But Jordan Ayew stinks. He shouldn't be on the pitch. He shouldn't be starting, at least for me. And he plays like almost 90 minutes every game. There's that. We were missing some key players. We're missing Curtis Mohamed from Ajax. He's a brilliant, brilliant center attacking mid. So we're missing the creativity there. But yeah, honestly, we're just not as good as we used to be, though. To sum it up, when I look at the team now, or the team that we play, or the team that played in the tournament, it's not like the team in 2006, or it's not the team in 2010, or even the team in 2014, when we even got kicked out in the group stage. When I look at that team, there's no one really with any good technical ability that played in that starting 11. Only person that's somewhat technical on the ball, I'll say maybe Partey, but Partey didn't play great. Andre Ayew's technical. Jordan a bit, but all he does is jolly do his dribble and lose the ball. But other than that,
man's a little Rashford.
Yeah, other than that, all of them are just athletes, just cars. So we're just kicking the ball up, trying to beat people. They're just cars, just athletes. No one is technically good at the game anymore, at least from our side that we're playing. So it's gonna be tough. It's gonna be tough. Like I said, I think after our display. I don't think that's how we're going to play in the last stage of the qualifiers versus the two-leg, whoever we play. But all the other nine teams are probably looking at, we want Ghana, to be honest. Mm-hmm. That's what they're probably looking at. Based on the nine teams, I think Congo would probably be our best bet. Any other team, it could be trouble. It could be trouble.
Well. It's unfortunate because I remember last episode you and ZB had your little dispute, and then here we are today with a different energy. You know, it's like.
No! Don't get me wrong. I'm not hearing anything that he has to say. United States plays in CONCACAF. They play bums. Like, mm-hmm. They play Jamaica, they play Panama, they play Honduras. All those teams stink. So I'm not really hearing him.
Yeah.
That they have a couple good players. If we play them, they're not gonna, like, if we play each other at full strength, like, I don't think they're gonna beat us. But hey, we'll see.
Well, I don't know. I feel like USA would have made it out of group stage. For reference, Ghana was just knocked out of AFCON Cup, unfortunately, and that also knocked out of the future bets. Yeah, right in early. But at least you get Partey back. I know Arsenal plays today, but Partey probably won't be in the lineup.
No, it probably won't be in the lineup like a week or two for quarantine. But I guess it was. The last game versus Comoros, the red card
who?
We got.
Sorry, who?
who?
Yo, I've never heard of that nation in my life, and I'm about to live again. So
should definitely visit. But hey,
it's just a whole lot of shit, man. I was fam, but yeah, like the red card that we got wasn't a red card. So obviously now we have to play a man down for
same
for
se- as the, for it was the same minutes, ref, it was the same minutes. Ref for that game.
But like we were able to, like. To be even a man down, yeah, they probably, who knows what Comoros, were able to score two goals. They scored they nicked the late winner. But, like, we shouldn't have been in that position regardless. We should have beat Gabon. So, that's where the problem is. I don't really feel bad for them. Honestly, even though the red card wasn't a red card, you guys shouldn't have been in that position where you had to win the last game and need help from Morocco. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it is what it is, though. Whatever, man. We see, I think in a couple of weeks or maybe maybe in a month or so, we'll see who we get paired up with among the last, for the two legs to make the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
I think those games get played maybe like in like September, maybe the last game, but yeah, we'll see what happens then.
Okay,
am I confident that we'll go? Not too really, but we'll see what happens. Hopefully everybody's fit by then and everybody wakes up, but. We'll probably definitely need a new coach. I can say that, though.
Yeah, well, we see that your future bet is done for. But would you have another future bet, I guess, from this stage? Who's playing the best? Who would you say is the favorite to win? Would you say the Niger boys? Or
yeah, I'll say them Super Eagles.
The Super Eagles, eh?
Yeah, they're probably going to win. I like them a lot.
What are they probably the favorites right now to win?
I haven't I'd like really to think checked. So. I could take a look, to be honest. I haven't checked either. Let me pull it up quickly.
But they should be the favorites, I would say. AFCON. Let's see. I don't know how to find this. So moving on, anyways.
I guess because the games are on, right? They're the
final season of
our games on, so you can't even see it.
That makes sense.
They're definitely going to be the favorite.
Okay, well. That covers our soccer little discussion there. Of course, an update in AFCON. There's not much going on elsewhere in the league, of course, or elsewhere in the world for soccer because there's a lot of international play going on right now. There's a lot of League Cup play going on. Of course, some Prem games are starting back up.
Well, second leg of the semifinal.
Today, Arsenal versus Pool. 0-0 draw in the first leg. Do you like Arsenal at the Emirates today?
Arsenal at the Emirates with Liverpool without Mane and Salah. Yeah, I like that a lot. I like it.
Mm. Okay. So you like it a lot. You like Liverpool, I mean Arsenal to qualify into the it's the semis now or it's the quarters?
The finals. If they win this is the semis. So if they win, they go to the finals.
So you like Arsenal to go to the finals. Maybe Arsenal will be putting up a trophy in the cabinet this year, unlike United. But hey.
Hopefully.
I mean, that'd be a good opportunity to get one trophy, right?
Trophy in the fourth place. That'd be a good season.
It's a great season in my book.
Actually, great season. Get back in Champions League, but we'll see what happens.
It really dampers my predictions from our earlier episodes. But hey,
yeah, I told you, man. It's crazy. You
know, I say a lot of things, not a lot of things to be right. But hey, I'm still gonna say them.
Facts.
Now out to Super Wild Card Weekend. As I said, some things and some content. Things didn't come through. But hey, it is what it is. So Wild Card Weekend happened the last week. It was, I guess, not as good as expected. But majority of the games were blowouts. A lot of the favorites, the team covered. And then, of course, it had to be the AT&T way. You try to believe in them and they just, you know, find a way to lose. So
yeah.
Just to recap that weekend, I had my O's one where I had Tampa Bay to cover the first half spread. And I had Chiefs to cover the first half spread. And that was hit, and I was just hoping that the Raiders would come through, and then they were marching to tie up the game, and then Derek Carr being Derek Carr, as he usually does, throws that interception in the red zone, and the Bengals move on, and they cover the spread. So that was nonetheless not the greatest weekend for me, and then as well as the Rams game, I try to make back my losses from the weekend with a free bet. And, of course, Stafford plays a flawless game. Last three games, he's had two interceptions. I need one. Couldn't get the one interception. And, yeah, and it was a bad weekend. But on to the big shark, who had a much bigger weekend, of course, than I. Raz, take it away.
Well, I always also had my always one because the Cowgirls chose to just – shit the bet. I took them on a spread with alternative spread 1.5, -1.5. Didn't cover, but Rams and Chiefs did. But the big bets that I had was, as we saw from Saturday, the stars were shining. Like, Gronk got a touchdown, Evans got a touchdown, Knox got a touchdown, Singletary got a touchdown. And the way I thought about making these bets was, in the Chiefs game, I bet Kelsey to get an anytime touchdown because that's one of their nucleuses. So when I bet him, I was like, let me just go heavy because the chances of him not getting a touchdown are much less than him getting a touchdown. But so I threw a little change on there. It cashed. Thank God, because if it didn't, y'all wouldn't hear from me.
Little change, he says.
Is what he says, little change. How much you put on? What was the little change you put on?
Big five ones.
Bank call.
That's what we do. That's little bet. No.
Big bank calls.
You involved, eh? Okay.
Nah, he big bank. He big bank.
No.
Okay.
Little fantasy second place and look how he's moving.
Okay. I see you.
But like Lynch said, that's the proper way to bet. The way we bet, sometimes it's just content. The proper way to bet is just pick your one thing and just put your money on it. Like,
yeah,
that's just the proper way to bet. And yeah, like I said, luckily it cashed. And then I don't know what wasn't going through my mind. And I was like, Cooper Kupp is a touchdown machine. Let me put some change on him too. If I lose, y'all wouldn't hear from me. Put some money on him. It cashed. So, you know.
Barely
shit.
Like, yeah. It was almost coming to the end of the game when it was a blowout as well. And I guess it could have been a lot of garbage time where he just doesn't end up getting to the end zone. And I didn't even see the play, but he ended up getting that touchdown. I guess that saved a lot of people's
parlays
as well. Because I remember BR Betting had one where Cooper Kupp was that one left that they need from to get their, I don't know how much the payout was. It was like six figures or something like that. And James Conner was another one.
Yep.
Like you said, the whole thing about this weekend was the stars were shining, right? And we'll see how it goes into the divisional round. But yeah, like you said, you can put your money down on the anytime touchdowns and they could come through. And usually they do come through. And that's probably the lesson learned from this year was, man, just – focus in on those anytime touchdowns, and it's most likely to hit. Yeah.
And you were big on anytime touchdowns the whole season, actually. You were the one who was pushing it.
Yeah, and I should have been parlaying them. I should have been single betting them, really, truly.
Yeah, you should have, because touchdowns are about to happen. Like, and like we said, actually, like you said, Henry's back this weekend. You know he's going to get a touchdown in this game back in the playoffs. Like, that is almost a guarantee. Like, I don't – if there's nothing else guaranteed this weekend, it's that, that Derrick Henry will get a touchdown some way, somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And although there were, like, a lot of scores this weekend, maybe there won't be that many scores because I don't know how these teams that rested up for the 1 week will come through. But, you know, the stars are back at it, so maybe the stars will shine hopefully again.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. And I guess from there, well, also to recap, Kojo also had his winner as well with the Niners, Tampa, and who was the last one? The Rams?
Yeah, that was to make my money back. That was
money back.
That wasn't my original. I made two bets that lost.
Yeah, because I think you piggybacked some of my picks from the podcast, and the Raiders both sunk one of our parlays, right? So
yeah, the original. Well, I guess the Cards too. The original was the Bills, yeah. Bills spread, Bucks spread, Vegas spread, San Fran spread, Chiefs, and then the Cards. So Raiders and Cards killed that, or Raiders killed that early first day.
Yeah.
So now I was like, you know what? Let me mix it up. I picked the Bucks. I picked San Fran. I picked the Chiefs. I picked the Suns spread. And I picked the Caps to win. But the Caps decided to lose to Vancouver Canucks.
Yeah.
Which annoyed me. So that was always one. Then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I am just going to do the San Fran, Chiefs, and the Rams. Let me make my money back plus a 20.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. As long as you make your money back by the end of the weekend, it is what it is. Look to see another day.
Exactly.
Our always one highlights are definitely filling up. It's quite comical, actually. It's like when I click through it or I edit it and add more pics to it, just like, wow, look at that. Look at all this money we could have been made. It's just always one, man. The theme is just, the brand is just, you know, stays true.
It just stuck with us. I think it just stuck with us.
Like, it is stuck with us.
I think we just spoke it into existence, like in a bad way. I think we gotta change it to always one. Like,
yeah. We should try that season two, man. We should try that season two.
Always one.
You know season two rebrand?
Yeah.
Always one. Hey, man.
Hey, yo. I was pretty close to being always none on the poll, because I would have been scared if that was the case. Remember when I put up the hockey picks?
Mm-hmm.
I was on my way to being always none, and I was like, I don't give people the option for that.
Yeah, yeah, man. It's crazy how that speaking into existence thing can just work its way out. Like, I've never just been in such a funk where it's just like, why is this constantly happening? It doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, you're like subconsciously looking for that one.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
I don't know what to tell you, but I guess that's just how this betting thing works, and I guess we're still novice in it, but one of us is starting to mature, and hopefully it will start to spread it to the rest of us.
Laugh at our pains.
Yeah, and hopefully in this new year we can start out with some more gains. So going into divisional round, let's start with the Bengals and the Titans. So we have Bengals at the Tennessee Titans. A lot of people are underestimating the Titans in this matchup, being the one seed, they should be a team that is confidently favored, but it's not so much. A lot of people are leaning towards the Bengals, a lot of confidence in Joe Burrow. And I think Tennessee wins this game, like, handily. Like, I feel like people just have it wrong in the sense where, yes, Joe Burrow got his first playoff win. He's looking like a quarterback for the future for the Bengals, Ja'Marr Chase, and the Bengals look good, look like a promising team, but I think that all comes to an end. They had a great season, got the divisional round. They're coming against the number one seed in the AFC, and they're the number one seed for a reason, right?
Yeah.
The coaching has been great. Mike Vrabel will probably be coach of the year. Tannehill lost his star running back in Derrick Henry in like week 6 or 7, and he powered through. And AJ Brown was down as well. And who, they've been facing adversity and still came through and got that number one seed. Now they're coming into the divisional round as a number one seed with everyone healthy. I think the spread's quite disrespectful, being 3.5. And I like the Titans in this spot. I think they cover handily, and the total is 47. I might like the over as well. I think Titans cover, and I like the over in this one.
Yeah. I think it was nice. The Bengals, they finally got their first playoff win in about 30 years. But yeah, I think this is where the road ends for them, personally. I think the Titans win.
Yeah, I also agree. I think Bengals did what they were supposed to. Came into the season, won their division somehow, got their playoff win, they got their accolades. But Titans are number one for a reason, and their Bengals defense line is not looking too good. So Derrick Henry could actually feast on these guys all day. But The 3.5 line is mad disrespectful.
Yeah, and what I also noticed from the Raiders game is Josh Jacobs was running all over the Bengals.
Yes.
When it came into the second half, Josh Jacobs was legit running all over them. And I don't know why they kind of went away from Josh Jacobs at one point, but he was just ripping off 10, 15-yard runs.
Yep.
Josh Jacobs is doing that. What's Derrick Henry going to do, you know? So, like I said, another prop you might want to look at here is again, as Raz mentioned earlier, Derrick Henry anytime touchdown, because I feel like Derrick Henry was healthy the last couple of weeks, the NFL season. They were just resting before this time right now, right?
Yeah.
Playoff moment. So I feel like his rushing yards, which would probably be, I don't know what the prop is right now, but it'll probably be in the hundreds. I like his rushing yards over, and I like anytime touchdowns, maybe multiple scores for King Henry in his return.
Yeah, I definitely like Henry anytime touchdowns. I agree with you. I like the prop on rushing as well, but two or more is definitely in the conversation too if you're feeling a little frisky. But anytime touchdown is definitely seeing me. Derrick Henry, yeah, it's seeing me.
Yeah, I agree. And I also like, I was listening to a podcast earlier, and Tannehill's rushing yards was, I believe, 15 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Tannehill's one to rip off some runs, and I feel like when he's getting pressured and he's in a moment where he may have to throw the ball away or he's getting pressured, he might just take off, because he is quite an athlete and has the ability to take off down the field and get up a few rushing yards. So that is another one you could possibly look at. It's
14.5 on Bet365, but yeah, you're right, yo. Tannehill can run.
Exactly. So yeah. I could see him definitely taking off here and there, or when he's getting pressured and just escapes the pocket and takes off downfield. So we'll see. But moving on to another game, Niners at the Packers. The spread is 6. The total is 48.5. I like the Packers here. I do like the Packers to win. The spread is iffy. Niners do have some injuries. Jimmy G and Lambeau in the cold. Not too confident. Again, a guarantee prop right here. That Jimmy G interception, like, I could definitely see it. I could definitely see it in the cold. I don't know what it is. Bobby Betts said it. It's a guarantee. He's just going to throw it up.
Yep.
In the Dallas game, he did it. Even though, I don't know, like, it's like he was trying to throw the game away. He just threw a pick, gave Dallas another chance. But a prop I like in the game is Jimmy G interception, of course. I like Adams anytime touchdown as well here, or even Lazard, really and truly. Like, one of the receivers on Green Bay is going to score a touchdown for sure, right?
100%.
It just depends on who Aaron Rodgers wants to throw the ball to on the 1-yard line.
Adams.
Right? So,
or pull a Stafford and run it in himself somehow.
Exactly. So I like Packers to advance here. The total, 48.5.
This is
look
tricky.
Back, if you look back into the last matchup in the playoffs, Niners ran all over them, but that was a different Niners team for sure. But I do think Packers are a bit vulnerable to the run, and I think Debo could be effective in this game. If Debo rushing yards is a prop that's available, depending on what the rushing yards is, like, I feel like it's going to be much higher. Last week it was 26.5, and like, that was like disrespectful. I think it was around
37.5 now.
37.5. it's tricky, but if he could do that on one play, really, yeah. Truly, right? Yeah. So Debo, and like I do feel like one of the running backs do get into the end zone. Elijah Mitchell, Debo, one of the backs will definitely. I do feel like Niners are guaranteed a rushing touchdown because it's just a running team. So you can look for one of the backs to definitely get into the end zone in this game. But like I said, I'm on the Packers money line. I don't really know about the spread, but for me, it'll be Packers money line, maybe parlayed with an anytime touchdown from one of the receivers.
Yeah, I like Packers money line too, but I like the Niners to cover. I might even make an alternative spread and tease it up to 9.5 because Rodgers is 0-3 against them in the playoffs some way, somehow. So the cover is definitely there. But like you said, Lambeau Field, cold weather, Jimmy G, the interception is bound to happen. And my guarantee pick is probably going to be Adams anytime touchdown. The last five games they played, he's averaged 123 yards, almost 10 receptions, and he's caught 5 TDs. So, and like you said, 1 yard line and Rodgers and Adams connection is like unbeatable. So that's going to happen. Yeah, that would be my picks. Packers main line, Niners to cover, and Adams to get a touchdown anytime.
Yeah, sounds about right. Sounds about right. Cody, anything to add on this one?
Nothing to add there, but to be honest, I'm going to roll with the 49ers.
Oof, I love it.
Bobby Betts. I'm going to take him straight up with the money line. I got it at 3.05. That's what I'm working with.
I like that, man. Don't fade Bobby Betts, man.
Yeah, like I don't like the stat. Like it bothers me going against Aaron Rodgers to think that he's gonna go 0-4 against the 49ers. But yeah.
And this is like the last dance too.
It's like the last dance, but I don't know. I think I have faith in the 49ers after what they did to them boys. I think they'll be able to. I think with their team, especially with their run, I think if anybody's gonna beat the Packers, it's them. I think they just have, like, the way it worked out with them after they beat the Cowboys, they just have a good path to the Super Bowl.
Kojo, I will add this, though. The reason Niners won is because Cowboys had 14 penalties. Packers are not going to have 14 penalties. You got to take that into consideration. Like, 14, any team that has 14 penalties or double-digit penalties is not going to win any game.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true as well. But we'll see.
Going off to the, you know, whatever else is on. So you never know. Like, I feel like it happened last week, like you said. So it could definitely happen again. That'll just be one surprise. And I'd love to see it, right? Because you just play off football. You want to see upsets here and there. But I would vote too well for my future bets. But hey, it is what it is.
Oh, Lord.
Going into the next game here, we have Rams at the Bucks. This one is I don't know what to pick in this one. You have Tom Brady. Don't forget the Brady.
Can't forget it.
And you have the Rams that they look good against the Cards, man, but Cards didn't look good at all. So it's like almost like, do you overestimate them or do you underestimate them? Like, Buccaneers have a lot of key injuries in the line, in the receiving core. I don't know.
Is Lenny back? Fuck's sakes.
I don't know, man. Tristan Wirth, the center as well. I just can't go against Tom Brady, and that's what makes this.
That makes it very tough.
100%. 100% agree. Yeah, you can't bet against Tom Brady. But that being said, I'm going to bet against him.
Okay. what are you taking?
I'm taking Rams -3 because I think Rams defense is here to stay, yo. Even though Kyler refused to run, they didn't have DeAndre Thompson. You just can't look past these injuries. To win in playoffs, you got to be healthy. And Bucks are not healthy. You're missing Godwin. Lenny might not play. Like you said, the center is out. And Stafford looked good last week. He looked good. And Bucks defense is not all that either. Bucks defense has a lot of holes that they could get tossed in. So to cover Odell, to cover Higbee, to cover Cooper Kupp, And then you got Cam Akers back?
Yeah, Cam Akers. Like, yeah.
Like, that's cheating, bro. That's cheating.
Yeah, that being said, I do like the over in this one, right? Because I feel like both teams will be able to score. It just depends on if both teams can score. You know, if it's a thing where Bucks are running away or Rams are running away, I feel like no. Let me say it like this: if Rams open up with a big lead, I do feel like Tom Brady's not going to go outside and just let them run all over them like the Cards last week. Like, I feel like the Bucks will try to get back into the game, and the Rams are a team that will let a team back into the game. But if it's the other way around, where Bucks have a lead, will Rams get back? Maybe. They have the weapons, like you said. So, yeah, I do lean to the over in this one for sure, because like 48.5, I feel like 30 points could be put up by one team. The game is in Tampa. I feel like it'll be pretty good weather, probably. And it depends on the wind or rain or whatever the case may be. But I feel like the over is probably my best bet in this game. Cooper Kupp touchdown. Do we ride it again? I feel like Kupp can definitely have a big game against the Bucks. Like, I feel like they're not going to have someone that's going to be able to – they'll be in their zone. And that gives opportunity for Kupp to exploit zones, because he's a very smart player when it comes to really isolating zones and getting to open windows, per se. And Stafford's Kupp, they're always looking for each other. So, I like the over. That's my play in this game.
Yeah. Rams +3, my play in the game. I don't think the injuries help Bucks at all, because Jalen Ramsey takes out Evans. Maybe Evans can get 2-3 receptions. Then you got Aaron Donald going up against the center. And then you got Von Miller on the edge. And Brady doesn't run. Like, we know he's not going to leave the pocket at all. If 0.5 yards is the prop, you might take it, because he might have to run for his life once. But he's not leaving the pocket that many times. So I can't look past the injuries. Rams +3, I'm going to lock it in.
I like that.
I just can't bet against Tom Brady. Tom Brady, don't forget the Brazy. I'm taking the Bucks -3.
Love it. I like it, man. Keep it simple, right? Tom Brady.
I just can't. I can't.
Yeah, if it's a close game, you can't. And Tom Brady gets the ball to drive down the field.
Yeah, could be a push.
Yeah. Just bet the Brazy to make your money back, because he's not losing with 2 minutes on the clock.
I agree. Like I said, I have Bucks to the Super Bowl, to win the Super Bowl, that I put in at the beginning of the season. So, and I also have Rams to make it to the Super Bowl. So, hey, you know, it is what it is at this point. Whoever wins. So let me just take the total and hope for an exciting high scoring game. Simple as that.
Yeah.
And, last but not least, the game of the week, per se. And I feel like the game of that should have been in the AFC Championship, because it was last year's AFC Championship matchup.
Yes, sir.
Happened to meet up in the divisional round. Bills at the Chiefs. Man, we all remember Diggs' pitcher.
Yes, sir.
Watching Kansas City celebrate as they made it to the Super Bowl for the second time in a row. Man, this one's tricky. The total, I mean, I remember it opened up at 2.5 for the Chiefs. Now it's down to 2. So I guess a lot of money is coming in on the Bills.
Yeah.
The total was also, I think it was 54. It's at 50, sitting at 54.5 now. So, I don't know what this one. Like, I like to say the over again, because I feel like both teams will score at will. A winner, I don't know. Like, I'd like to see the Bills win this time around. It'll be nice for them to, I guess, have that revenge game, being in a revenge spot. So I'm going to take the Bills +2. Like, it's hard for me to say it. Mahomes has been on such a tear this last few years, and it seems like there's no answer to the Chiefs, but I feel like the Bills have the edge in this game. They match up well on offense. Offenses are both equal in a sense. and Bills have a better defense, right? So as much as Chiefs' weapons and Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill or whoever Mahomes wants to throw a touchdown to, Pringle, it could always be a factor. But I don't know. I think the Bills, their defense is just, especially the secondary, the back end is really superior, and they could really turn over the ball. And Mahomes has been a turnover machine this season, really and truly. So I like the edge to go to the Bills in this one, plus two.
Yeah, like you said, I don't know which way I'm leaning, but if you give me points and a good team, I'll take that. So I like the Bills plus two. But the two things that I do like in this game are, like you said, remember the pitcher. So Stephon Diggs is going to try to make a statement for sure. I like anytime touchdown. And the other touchdown I really like is Jerick McKinnon.
Mm.
Bills running defense is not all that great. Their secondary is, but once they get into the red zone, the run defense is not all that great. So Jerick McKinnon had carried them. Not carried them. I don't want to say carried them. But he played a really good game last week.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing the three-headed monster, like just like the Bills. Like, whoever is hot, just put him in. Singletary's hot, put him in. And Jerick McKinnon is on a roll, so I could definitely see Jerick McKinnon getting a touchdown this week again.
Yeah, Chiefs like to do that little inside toss.
Yeah.
And it worked with Jerick McKinnon. That's how he got his touchdown. And then I think Tyreek Hill got his touchdown like that too. So
Yeah.
Whoever is getting that inside toss on when they're in the red zone, like whoever it may be, is Clyde still out? I'm guessing Clyde is still out.
To be honest, he probably is out of the game script at this point. Yeah. Like the way they're rolling, it doesn't make sense Clyde to come back in unless somebody gets hurt.
Yeah.
Like he might be in for the first two downs and the third down and red zone carries might go to McKinnon or even Gore, I wouldn't say. But Clyde is not looking too promising to me.
Yeah, that's true. We'll see. This will be an interesting game. It'll be fun either way it goes. I do have the Bills in a future to be in the Super Bowl as well against the Rams. So we'll see how that goes. Like I said, I'm on the Bills. I hope the Bills win, but it's hard to really count out that guy, Mahomes.
And then the other thing is these two teams had the perfect game. Like, Mahomes scored 5 touchdowns in 12 minutes. Mm-hmm. Bills had the perfect drives. So, like, I wouldn't be surprised if this game goes under, to be honest.
Mm.
Like, they did what they were supposed to do, and this is supposed to be a game where they're going to fight for their lives. So, I wouldn't be surprised if this is like a 23-20, 25-17 game.
Okay.
Yeah. I could see it being like a low-scoring game just because the hype around these games sometimes doesn't live up to it.
Yeah, I agree. So, Kojo, last but not least, what do you like in this one?
In this one, to be honest, I was looking at this game and I might not even touch this game.
Nice.
I just don't know where to go. As of right now, I'm going to keep it at the three that I have. If I were to take anything, two's close. I would just take the Bills money line.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's better value.
Yeah, at that point, but
yeah,
I'm gonna wait until what, Saturday morning to make my decision.
Mm-hmm.
But as of right now, I'm keeping it with the three. I don't think I'm gonna touch that game.
You know what, Koji, I might have to make a ticket with your picks too, man. You have some good picks. I might have to hedge my picks just to make sure I get my money back.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, you know what I mean.
You're right.
I'm going off brand. I'm going off brand this weekend. No sort of nasty parlay. Three games.
Niners, Bucks.
Niners, Bucks, Titans.
Titans, okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to throw a 50 on it. Nice. See what happens.
Yeah, that's not too bad. That's pretty good. So, yeah.
It's pay week.
Yeah, we went through.
Yeah. Wait, Lynch.
Lynch,
I have a question for you. Since we're speaking about these AFC teams, which team do you think is in the worst spot or is scared of the future in the AFC?
Which team's in the worst spot? I would say I think the Chiefs are in the worst spot.
Why you say that? No, I mean the future, not right now. I mean in the future, like going into forward.
So after this,
after the season, My bad.
Which AFC team in general, or
in general, after the season, which team is in the worst spot?
Oh, I see what you mean. So let's say they lose, and it's like, what do I do now? Like, for NFC, this is easy. Like, if you were asking me, NFC, Dallas for sure. Mm-hmm. Now,
even out of the playoffs.
Team that's in the worst spot. I feel like Steelers are in a bad spot.
Yeah.
They don't have a quarterback. It's a quarterback league.
Mm-hmm. Because I was going to say. I was going to say, looking even outside the playoffs, call Boogeyman. Colts are in trouble.
Yeah, they do have a quarterback conundrum. That's the problem.
If you look at the AFC, the next 5-10 years are in the hands of these young quarterbacks. You got Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson,
Mahomes
at the top. And then you got Herbert. Trevor Lawrence might turn into something. Joe Burrow. Oh, man, I don't know. And then Colts just give up their first-round pick. I don't know.
They don't have a first-round pick going in to next year. So they are in some trouble because there's no quarterback in this draft either. They're going to have to run it back with Carson unless they are able to get one of these free agent quarterbacks or these quarterbacks with a contract that's coming to end. Like, we're able to get Russell Wilson, Derek Carr.
Take Cam Newton.
Cam Newton. I don't know, but they do have they have to pay Darius Leonard as well. Like, I don't know what to do with him. The Maniac, they have a quarterback problem with Carson Wentz because they did go big on trying to get Carson Wentz, and Carson Wentz is clearly not going to be the answer for that team in the future. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's they're in a tough position for sure. Like, like I said, Dallas also, if we want to speak on Dallas, I feel like they're in a worse position because, like,
you know what Dallas reminds me of? You know what Dallas reminds me of? The guy who tries to build the perfect fantasy team and then loses the first round of playoffs. Because that's what Jerry Jones is doing. He loves drafting these wide receivers, running backs, this offensive talent, while he needs keys everywhere else. Yeah, Trayvon Diggs led in interceptions, but he also led in yardage allowed, targets, and penalties. You know, like, there's always another side to the coin. So I think, like, Jerry Jones has to hire a GM that knows football and is not only trying to sell the brand. But, hey, Jerry Jones is making money hand over hand because Dallas Cowboys fans are delusional, so can't blame him.
Yeah, next year they'll be them boys again on schedule. Yep. As we start to talk about the new season, they'll be them boys again, and they'll be in the discussion as a favorite. But like I said, they have a declining running back. They have a quarterback in Dak Prescott. Yes, it looks good in the regular season, putting up all these yards, but when it comes to the playoffs, he hasn't done anything. And it doesn't really get talked about as it should, right? Dak's supposed to be the quarterback of the future, but time in again, he's coming into the playoffs and he's exiting, and he's not being a factor. Per se, like, he's not being the difference maker. He had an opportunity in the Dallas Niners game to take the lead and win the game, and that wasn't the case, right? He had the ball 2 minutes left. The top end guys are making that happen. Dak, who's getting paid as a top end guy, is not making it happen for the boys. So
he's not. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and I had a random thought that I thought about. It's crazy. Like, I'm looking at Zeke. And I was just thinking about Todd Gurley. Like, Todd Gurley is out the league.
Oh, man. What, like, a comparison.
Right? Like, Todd Gurley is a guy that, like, we remember him getting a lot of touches. Being the bull cow for the Rams, right? And he got his bag.
MVP.
He got his bag. And now he's an afterthought. Like, I'm like, this guy's not even in the league. Like, I remember last year he was on Atlanta. And now, I don't think he's even in the league, and I don't know how much longer they could hold on to Zeke, but Zeke is looking Todd Gurley to me.
Yeah, and Tony is knocking on the door.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, no, you're right. Wow, that's a crazy thought.
Yeah, he gets that bag, but, like, now it's just like he's just sitting on the money, and he's not going to get any better. we're not going to see a better version of Zeke going into next year. I know he had his knee injury, but I don't feel like he's coming back stronger, faster, or it's showing something different. And it's the running backs. The running backs, the longevity of running backs in the league, it's not a long shelf life. So
yeah, you got to tell me I'm suffering.
Yeah, exactly, right? So look at CMC. CMC is tough. Well,
trade him.
That's a story for next season.
Yeah. Season 2. Yeah, trade his ass.
Right.
Fuck.
So I guess we went over all the divisional round games. We can wrap up the episode here with our picks. I know, Kojo, you gave out your picks for this weekend. Raz, you want to lock in your picks?
Like I said, I'm locking in the anytime touchdowns because that's what's working for me. So I'm locking in Stephon Diggs anytime, Adams anytime, Derrick Henry anytime, all single bet parlay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to make the parlay of Rams -3, Niners +6, and give me Titans -3.
Nice. Me as well, I'm taking the Titans to cover 3.5. I'm going to take the over in the Bucks and Rams game, and I am going to take Packers on the money line, so that'll be my 3-team parlay there. And then as well as I am going to look for some anytime touchdown props as well, but we'll probably share those later because we don't really have, I guess, the number. I mean, some lines might be up, but like, I'm going to wait till, I guess, Saturday morning to really put out those lines. But like I said, I do like Lazard or Adams anytime touchdown for the Packers game. Titans game, I do like Derrick Henry to get a touchdown, as well as maybe even Chase. I can see Jamar Chase getting a touchdown. He didn't get one last week, but I can see him getting one this week. So, and then for the Rams game and the Bucks game, give me Cooper Kupp to get an anytime touchdown. And then finally, the Bills-Chiefs game, I will say Stephon Diggs as well to get an anytime touchdown.
Nice.
Yeah, so there we have it. Episode 19 of the Always One podcast, the morning episode.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, everyone.
No, I'm about to have to get to work. I'm sick.
My bad, fellas. I didn't write the union
contract. No, not your fault. I'm just sick.
You seen the writing.
I'm just crazy you pulled that up. But I'm just sick to have to work in general, bro.
Yeah, man. But hey, man. Get one. If we hit a big bet, you know, make a bank call, maybe this working life can change for us.
Hey, man. That's nice. Yeah,
hopefully.
That could be the end goal. But that being said, that completes another episode of the Always One podcast, episode 19. And we are out. Peace.
Peace out.
Peace.
Good luck this weekend.
Good luck.
Good luck. Hold up and analyze. Come on, get on, get something. Listen close as I prove my point. We do our thing, son. Hold up and analyze. Come on. Listen close as I prove my point. Ready to make an entrance, so crack on up. No comparison, we more solid than they are. Me and Hit-Boy, they say we like the new Gangstar. Me and Flocko, they say we the new wave guards. Shout to Max B, he could be home any day, God. Wake up out the bed, scruffy sparking my J. Shine my nickel plated, then I'm starting my day. My old lady called me baby, told her part of my age. 12 shells in the gauge, like a cart in the eggs. We on home like Eric Cartman, chromosomes on my conscience.